My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 6th of September 2009. The time is 7:15 in the evening. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to state your name, age, and where you've come from today?
Yes, my name is Ronnie de Jong. I'm 45 and I live in London.
How long have you lived in London?
For 10 years now, and it's quite a monster, London. I enjoy the creativity, the challenge people have in such a multicultural city. I do enjoy that very much. In terms of everyday life, you get used to having choice in London, from art to socialising to the choice of the menu of entertainment from cinema to theatre. You get very used to that choice always being around you.
Is that choice important to you?
It is. As one who pays taxes and likes to see a return for the hard work, it's good to have quality of life outside the mundane aspects that pay the bills, and that's important. I think there should be a balance of work and play.
What work do you do?
I'm a designer. I work mainly within building services and construction, and I often manage projects. I often make sure that all the equipment and the building goes up properly and everything within it is in its right place and has a correct function.
Do you enjoy your work?
I do. It's very challenging, especially at this time where the economy, the social economic structures are very difficult. It is challenging. There is a certain joy of seeing something complete. You can walk away and reflect.
And what would you consider play in your life?
Play is meditation. It is to jog, to swim, to walk in the country, to read. That's play for me. Nothing much more. I'm not into the fierce social life of being up all hours and drinking until I've drunk all the alcohol that's possible to drink. It's not my kind of life, really.
When you talk about meditation, what does that involve?
There are, for me, it's two types of meditation. I understand that there are many meditations in the world. Some, in my opinion, are not very good. Some take a very long time, and some are better than others. The ones I do are quite scientific and quite specific, but I think it is a mode of service to the world, and in return there is a way of a mode of personal advancement, and that balance is very nice.
Do you have any spiritual beliefs?
Yes, I'm a spiritual person. In terms of beliefs, I do work for Share International, which is a non-profit making organisation, which its main reason for being is to present the emergence of a group of men. The one at the head of the group is very soon to be interviewed on television. This is my reason for going on the plinth, and it's a cornerstone of my life to present, where invited, information for public consumption to be considered, so that people can be abreast of and updated on events which were behind the scenes for many years and now are becoming more and more into the media spotlight. And it's very important for me. It is a non-infringing, non-institutionalised, there's no ism built around it. It is a message of hope for humanity, a way forward out of its current economic and social problems, where there is the starving millions in the world, which really doesn't need to be if people shared the resources equably. So the raw materials, the education, the science is shared for all people. It is, I believe, something not difficult to do, but at the moment, with the buying and selling of currency, bringing almost a billion people to their knees below the poverty line is a travesty.
And how are you going to be promoting this organisation with your time?
Yes, it is done in our spare time. There is no money. It is done voluntarily from the heart. And it is, as I say, it is presented through invitation, where a group extends an invitation to do a talk. Talks are often carried out in workshops, in fairs and exhibitions. And the plinth is a way of me presenting to those on the internet, on the web, through any documentaries done hereafter, for people's consideration, not as dogma. So I will present the work done by Share International, photographs which have been taken of this group whom I speak, and allow the audience to make up their own mind. It is not for me to consider what a person may think about it. In presenting this information, my work is done.
Can I ask you to describe what's in your hands at this moment in
time? Oh yes, it is an actual copy of several copies of Share International magazine. If I open it, it is the first page is a discussion presented by one of the group around Maitreya. Maitreya is the head and leader of the group who are emerging, and the first page is thoughts and ideas from one of the members of his group. The other articles are from people at the leading edge of their field in various global activities who come forward and offer up their points of view. And this magazine is, there are abridged versions of the magazine, and it is on the internet in, I think, 21 different languages. Share International is non-governmental. It doesn't make any profits, and it is there for all to view. There are talks every month done in various locations in London, and these talks are free for the public to go along. It is divided into different areas. There are the voice of the people, the signs of the time, various events and images of what's taking place in the world, such as there are four stars which are encircling the globe, and these stars have been encircling the globe since November last year, and they precede Maitreya's first interview on television. People who have seen the stars have taken photographs and have contacted Share International to confirm their authenticity. Share International doesn't publish anything that is not authentic, otherwise the list will be too long. At the back there are questions and answers by audiences hearing the information for the first time. There are letters to the editor of people who have had an experience of Maitreya. Some people who have been saved from imminent death, people who have passed Maitreya in the street, who he may have appeared as a beggar in the street, and they have passed him and seen this rather illuminating figure and had an experience and will write to Share International to confirm, is it Maitreya?
Could you just describe for us Maitreya?
Yes.
You mean by that?
Maitreya is the head and leader of the spiritual hierarchy of this planet. To give a very, very brief overview, our planet and our sun goes round another sun, and this is known as the precession of the equinoxes. And our sun and planets, as it moves around space, falls into a particular alignment, which is the zodiacs, of which there are 12. And when we are in a particular age, then we are in a particular alignment. And each age is about 2,150 years. And during that period, either at the beginning or the end of an age, one or more of the group will present themselves to humanity. And over history, there have been people such as Hermes, Heracles, Rama, Mithra, Zoroaster, Confucius, the Buddha, the Christ, Muhammad. So in each age, there has been a particular teacher. And unfortunately, humanity of the time have erected an institutionalism around them, and often it's not been required by the teacher. And in this time, we now have the news of the new teacher for the age, which is Maitreya. And Maitreya will be in the world for the whole of the age. So he'll be here for about 2,150 years. He is about 6'3". He is about 33, 34 years of age, but he will not age. He doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't age. He can appear and disappear at will. He doesn't need water or food or a bed. He can just think himself to Australia or Germany, and he's there in a few seconds. And he is not here to show off, to create an institution. He is here to show humanity how to live in peace and in harmony with justice in a world where there is right food, right education, medical care, clothing and housing for all people as a universal right. He has not come to change anything. He has come to help humanity change it for itself. He prefers to put it in such a way that he is like an architect and humanity is the willing builders of a way of life which is really a right for humanity. The buying and selling of currency is a structure which has come to an end. And many people think the downturn will then rise up again and we can carry on. And he has said it's not going to go the other, it's going to keep falling, and eventually there'll be a crash. And he hopes to show humanity a way out of the crash. To finalize on Maitreya, he says that there will be eventually, through invitation, a very sophisticated barter system. And to give you an example, the United Nations would ask each country to make an inventory of everything that it has, and anything in excess will be put in a central pot and divided equally amongst countries who have less copper, less food, less rice. So this is something that could be implemented through humanity's invitation to create a structure for this.
Can I ask what decisions and forces in your life led you to this organisation and these beliefs?
Yes, I was just about to start university, and just by chance the BBC were doing a series of interviews. They were interviewing Benjamin Krem, who is the editor-in-chief of Share International, and they interviewed him on Maitreya's emergence, and I happened to, the radio was on that station at the time, and I was so enthralled by the interview, the talk, I took myself to London and attended one of the monthly talks in London, and for me it made sense. It was very logical, very rational. The penny dropped, and ever since I've done my best to present this information through invitation. It is never done with infringement. There is no forcing, no manipulation. It is through invitation for people like yourself to consider, to ponder, to think about, to investigate. This is what it's about, and to eventually come to your own decision. And in presenting this information, even today on the plinth, then my work is done. So it is both a pleasure and a joy, and personally a mode of service.
Going back to the plinth, what are your thoughts on the project itself?
I think it's very interesting. For the man in the street, the man or the woman in the street, to creatively have a voice or an expression on a platform is something which can be seen as good for a person. At a time where we have a celebrity culture, dare I say there is dirty journalism on the television, every second or third programme is celebrity this or celebrity that, and people can get rather fed up of the the same stuff being churned out and out. So for the person in the street to be given an opportunity to express himself, hopefully from the heart, through comedy, through all sorts of expression, is a wonderful thing. It gives a person a sense of belonging, a sense of a very subtle oneness to the person next to them. And especially if people listen and react, it gives a person a sense of personal worth. And this is very important in life. People work hard in their day. It's a struggle in people's life. So for a person to have a voice, to be listened to be valued, is a wonderful thing for their own growth.
And what do you expect to gain from this experience on the
pen? My gain is to be happy to be given the opportunity to present this information, not to do any more than that. It is not for me to be big-headed, to show off, to boast to colleagues. It is merely to present information through invitation, and the plinth does that for me.